Hello, and thank you for listening. We pray as we worship remotely that as you listen, you feel the Holy Spirit with you. The psalmist reminds us that the Lord is our shepherd, and the Lord, our shepherd, the good shepherd, is worthy of praise and worship. The Lord, our shepherd, the good shepherd, is always faithful and always with us.
As we gather in worship this morning, we want to invite you to sing in two familiar hymns. The first is, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Then the second is, Open my eyes that I may see.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving Lord, we love you and praise you. We thank you that as the good shepherd is faithful to protect, provide for, and lead their flock, so you are faithful to protect, provide for, and lead your people. May this service praise and bless your holy name. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. Sally will now play an instrumental of He Leadeth Me. Thank you. Our scripture lesson is John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter by the sheepfold, by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I don't have to emphasize that we are living in a unique time. Depending upon one's situation, it has been a frustrating and or scary time. One of the frustrating things for me is that I am a skeptical person when it comes to anything that I read, hear, or see reported. Now, there are many reasons, but among the main reason is that there are so many opinions and so many approaches to what is supposed to be a scientific issue. Now, way back when I was in high school, I was taught that a theory was not presented as a fact because it had not been verified. Yet there are so many opinions out there right now, from this situation is overblown, that there's everything actually is fine, it's not a bigger deal than any other viruses that we have out there, to if we ever all go outside again, we're all going to die. I find it difficult to make wise decisions from everything that I see reported, for I was taught way back again in high school with the scientific method that if you have two people with an experiment and they have the same variables and they come up with two different conclusions, one of the conclusions, if not both of the conclusions, has to be wrong. So I find myself frustrated. Who do I listen to? But in reality, the COVID-19 situation only heightens an already present reality. For there are always countless voices competing for our attention. And when we listen to each voice individually, they present a good argument for their position. But everybody cannot be right. So who do you listen to? Who are you influenced by? Who do you listen for? In John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18, several times Jesus uses the analogy of the shepherd, which was very familiar to the original hearers. And Jesus said that he is the good shepherd. The good shepherd cares for the sheep. The good shepherd leads the sheep, provides for the sheep, protects the sheep, and will even die for the sheep. The bad shepherds are either thieves and bandits, or they're only hired hands who have no investment in the sheep and therefore are only out for the pay. And when things get tough or dangerous, they desert the sheep. Jesus, of course, was making this comparison between himself and the religious leaders of his time. In the comparison, Jesus says this, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but comes in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice." Perhaps you're familiar with the practice of shepherds that oftentimes in a village or community of shepherds, that the individual shepherd will take their individual flocks and they will graze in their various areas in the day. And then at night, they'll return to a common sheepfold or the common place where they keep all of the sheep. And the sheep will stay there for the night. So all of the flocks go into this one sheepfold and they're all intermingled like one large flock of sheep. And of course, there is a guard at the gate. There's only one way in and one way out. And the guard, called the gatekeeper, protects the sheep at night. When a shepherd comes the next morning, they just call out for their flock, and only their flock comes out of the sheepfold. The shepherd knows which of this big group are their sheep, and the sheep know which shepherd is theirs when they come and call. And the sheep respond to the voice of their shepherd. So the first issue to settle this morning is, are you part of Jesus' flock? We note that in the analogy or the example, Jesus is constantly making the connection of the relationship between himself and the flock, which is the church. The church is the community of those who have received or accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and now they live their life according to the example of Jesus' life and according to Jesus' teachings. Now, we do so not as followers of some magnificent philosophy, but we have responded to God's love through Jesus. And we experience a relationship with the risen, living Jesus Christ. We will never recognize the voice of Jesus if we're not in a relationship with Jesus. And we enter that relationship by praying in our own words a prayer that acknowledges that we know we are sinners and we are in need of God's forgiveness and we seek that forgiveness, and that we desire from this moment on to live our life in relationship with Jesus and follow His example and His teachings from this moment forward. When we do, we begin that relationship with Jesus so that we grow to recognize the voice of Jesus, the voice of the Good Shepherd. I pray that if anyone's listening to this message, that if you've not already done so, you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You accept Jesus as Lord and Savior and begin that relationship this very moment. But we still have the question, how do we recognize the shepherd's voice? For we all know there are a lot of people who say God spoke to them. And if we believe everyone that ever says that God has spoken to them, it appears that God says a lot of contrasting things. Now, when I sense that Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, may be speaking to me, the first thing I do, the very first thing I do, is I ask myself if the voice is consistent with Jesus. Now, for me personally, the voice has always been a thought or a feeling. That's how Jesus has communicated with me. That's how I've heard the voice of Jesus, through sensing a thought, through sensing a feeling. Now, if the feeling or the thought is consistent with the example and the teachings of Jesus, then through prayer and contemplation, I further consider whether or not I am being called to act upon that thought or feeling. But this is important now. If that thought or if that feeling is not consistent with Jesus, then I know that it is not the voice of the shepherd. It is not the voice of Jesus. That is why it is so important to read the Bible. It is of particular importance, particularly if we are new to the faith, to read and absorb the four Gospels as they recorded the events and the teachings of Jesus. We cannot know if the voice is consistent with Jesus if we do not know what Jesus did and what Jesus taught. And then prayer is obviously essential, as through prayer we speak to God and we listen to God. But even if we are longtime Christians and we have a clear understanding of Jesus, though we never stop learning, we never stop growing. Even if we are longtime Christians and we have a pretty clear understanding of who Jesus is, it is still easy to find ourselves listening to other voices. The other voices are loud, and they're constantly in front of us. And these voices are seeking to be our shepherd. A few examples. To me, it is sad to see the number of people that look to government as savior. And politicians are glad to step into that role. Now, yes, government plays a role in the ordering of society. But government cannot bring us peace. Government cannot save us. Society promotes all kinds of things that are supposed to bring us security, happiness, fulfillment, peace. It's pretty obvious that all of those props have been kicked out from under us. I'm constantly amazed at celebrities that because they can act or sing or dance or play a game, assume moral authority. But they do because so many people who admire the talent or the looks or the skill of the person also follow the example of the person. They give credence to what the celebrity says. And whatever the pressing issue of the moment may be, there are always those who claim to be authorities. Only back to my lament about the scientific method as I learned it in high school. The authorities take the same variables and they come to numerous conclusions. But you know what? And this is very important. Whether or not we consciously realize it, we all follow a shepherd. The reality is, someone or something is our shepherd. There is a relationship that determines everything we do. Or there is a philosophy of life that governs our priorities. Or there is an approach to life from which we feel we find fulfillment. There is something, a philosophy, an approach, a relationship that motivates our actions. It motivates our priorities. Another way of saying it, or another way of looking at it, is to consider how we make difficult decisions. When we are forced to choose between that which is important and maybe even dear to us and that which is most important, what is that most important? Whoever or whatever I choose over all other relationships and opportunities and responsibilities is the shepherd I listen to and the shepherd we follow. When the rubber hits the road, who or what is our shepherd? Now, perhaps you're like me. My automatic response is I want to declare just automatically that Jesus is my shepherd, of course. But then that leads to some other questions that only we as an individual with God can answer truly and honestly. Do my priorities more resemble the priorities of Jesus or those of culture and society? Put another way, if a non-believer sees me, the way I act, the way I talk, the way I do things, can they tell the difference between me as a believer in Jesus and just anyone else in society? Do my attitudes and actions toward others, friends and enemies, more resemble Jesus or those of culture and society? When life is good, to who or what do I attribute as the author of those good things? When life is hard, where do I turn for assurance, peace, strength, direction? When faced with life's dilemma. Now, a dilemma can be having to choose what appears to be multiple positives. Or it can be between having to choose between what appears to be all negatives. But regardless of which the dilemma is, where do or who do I go to for the answer? The list could be longer, but I think you get the point. Is Jesus your shepherd? So we circle back to our opening thoughts. The reality is that we are living in some really strange times. Now, hopefully we are at the beginning of the other side. We don't know that for sure, but hopefully. But even when we get to the other side of this situation, there are going to be competing voices calling us, calling out to us. I can only speak for myself, but when I find myself slipping and listening to all of the voices whom are shouting at me, trying to drown out all of the others, I vacillate between frustration and just absolute confusion. But when I stop, when I listen, I hear my shepherd's voice. I hear the voice of the one who died to atone for my sin. I hear the one who rose from the grave, defeating sin and death. I hear the one who promised me peace in the midst of trouble. I hear the one who promised to always be with me. When I listen and hear the voice of my shepherd, the good shepherd, Jesus, I find calm in the chaos and peace in uncertainty. Stop and listen for the voice of the good shepherd. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving Lord, we thank you that you are the good shepherd. We thank you that you do speak to us. You don't yell at us like so many other voices, but you speak. And if we listen, you will comfort, lead, and guide. So, gracious Lord, you know that there are many voices calling out to us now. But may we stop. May we listen. May we hear your voice. And hearing your voice, may we find calm. And may we find peace. In the name of the Good Shepherd, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Father is omnipotent, and that you can't deny, a God of might and miracles, 'tis written in the sky. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. When he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and a grace. Though here his glory has been shown, we cannot fully see the wonders of his might, his throne. Will take eternity. and wonders all the way through, and every little bird and flower are testimonies to. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.